Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is actually your half-hour inspirational program, a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It is indeed a pleasure to have you on the air with us this evening. First, I want to go ahead and send out a message of thanks to Dennis for last Friday for having the show for me in my absence. I want him to know, if he's listening tonight to the program, that I really appreciate him doing this broadcast for me. Once again, this message is a message of thanks to Dennis Quisenberry for doing the show for me on last week Friday. All right, so now tonight we've got a great show planned for you, and I'm going to go ahead and speak to that. Once again, we have a great show planned for you, and I'm going to go ahead and speak to that. I want to also go ahead and take this opportunity and let you know that we were trying to bring the show to you all the way from the island of Jamaica in the West Indies, the Caribbean. We were trying to bring the show to you, and for some reason we were having technical difficulties. So Tuesday show, you heard a previous show. That's what it was. So those of you all that may have been trying to call in, it was a reprogrammed show that one of my producers put forth. And I want to go ahead and thank my producers also for stepping up to the plate and doing an outstanding job in my absence for almost a week to do the show for me. Tonight we want to talk. I want to speak to your spirit, that spirit person, about the beauty of God's planet, the beauty of God's planet. And we're just going to invite God into our programming tonight. Father, we invite you in, and we ask that you will bless this program continuously as you're doing. Be with us and guide us and help those that are listening to the program, that they will be spiritually enriched as a result of listening to the program. We thank you, and we give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right. The beauty of God's planet. Enjoying it. I've had the fortunate pleasure and opportunity of being able to travel quite frequently, and I can tell you this, that as I've mentioned over the air before, God has a beautiful planet. He has really a beautiful planet. And it's when you start to get outside of your regular routine and begin to experience God's planet and His world, you will find that your mode of thinking opens up. you will find that your vision, you can become a visionary when you come outside of what I call that box of thinking, where you were once thinking small. When you come outside of that world of thinking, you will then gravitate to a much larger pace of thinking. And so what happens is, for a lot of people that may become depressed or oppressed for reasons sometimes unknown, it's because they have not come outside of a box of thinking. Instead, they tend to be holding on to just a routine set of thinking, as opposed to growing, finding a way to grow, or finding a way to exercise some growth within their lives. That's the same as, and in my opinion here, of course, someone who grows up with their family and all they do is, you know, you're just hanging around, you know, the same group of people all the time. You know, you're not experiencing some growth in the world and some other opportunities in the world where, you know, there's an opportunity for you to really come alive and have some other things going on other than just it being you with that same group of people. There's an old saying that if you're the smartest one at the table, you need to change tables. And I heard someone say this more than once. If you're the smartest person at the table, then you need to change tables. And I can subscribe to that, and I think that that is a very good notion, that someone, if they're the smartest one, then they need to change tables. God has such a beautiful and awesome planet that, you know, it's hard to share that with you unless you can experience it for yourself. He has such a beautiful planet, such an awesome planet, that it's like, you just got to get out and see it for yourself. You got to get out and experience it for yourself. You got to get out and feel it for yourself. And I can assure you that you will not be disappointed. You will not be disappointed. If you allow God to take you to another level, if you allow him to take you to another height, then you will not be disappointed. And I'm telling you this not just from what I've seen, but from what I've heard, but rather from what I've seen and what I've had the opportunity to experience for myself. So that's the beauty of his world. And so, as I said, if you begin to get out and explore God's world, your thinking will expand. Your thinking will expand. And even some of the same people that you may once have dealt with, that you may have found to be limited, you will find that you may end up cutting some of these people off and deciding that, you know what, I'm just not with that circle of people anymore because my thinking has become purposely different. So it all has to do with experiencing God's beauty. Now, you may not have to leave the country to experience the beauty of God's planet. You can decide, you know what, to take a nice stroll in one of the beautiful parks. Not necessarily if the park in your area is the only park you've seen for a number of years. You may want to decide that, let me get outside of this park. Let me go take another look at another park and see how beautiful that is. Pull it up on the internet. Ask someone about some botanical gardens, some tropical gardens, and just go look at these gardens and the assortment or arrangement of flowers that are there. And I believe that you will soon discover for yourself And as you do this, you will find that it is so amazing how beautiful this planet is. And that's only a reflection. When you get into one of those gardens, that's only a reflection of or a glimpse of how beautiful God's planet is. So, unfortunately, for some people, they have never ventured outside of their immediate environment. And they have passed away, living in that one environment, waiting for hope, for change for someone, where they put their faith in someone to bring about the change that they desire. And it never came. I believe that you've got to take the initiative because it's your life. It's your life. It's your decision. It's your decision that once you step up to the plate to take matters into your own hand, those that you have the control of doing for your own life's good, I believe that you will see a difference. You know, get outside of that environment. I challenge you this week, put it on your calendar. Put it on your calendar. Put it there after you've completed this show, listening to this broadcast. Get a paper, get a calendar, get a pen, get your phone, whatever you use for your appointment schedule. Mark it down on your calendar that you're just going to do something different than you've done on a routine basis to experience the beauty of God's planet. It might be go by the water, just to listen to the ocean waves. It might be to get up early one morning to catch a sunrise. It may even be one day to catch a sunset. But do something different to look at God's planet, the beauty of it. It could also be where you sit and watch the rain and listen to the rain. But take time out to focus on that very thing, on God's planet. It is beautiful. And you know something else you can do? Even listen, this may sound surprising, but listen to the Weather Channel. And just listen to the different states in the Union or places around the world as they talk about weather conditions in those different places. Or watch the Discovery Channel or the Travel Channel. Watch one of these programs just to see how beautiful God's planet really is. And I'm telling you, it's nothing like experiencing it firsthand for yourself. But if all you've got for the time being is a television turn on or an internet turn on, and you just watch something where they talk about other parts of the world, or you may also decide to go to the internet and research the seven wonders of the world. Research those and learn how you too can discover that, you know what, there's something beautiful out there. There's something beautiful out there, the seven wonders of the world. I had an opportunity to experience white sand and deep blue ocean. And let me tell you, it just, you want to have that spiritual connection. You want to feel that spiritual connection. Then pull that, go there and experience God's beauty, and you will have that beautiful connection. Tonight we're bringing you the broadcast on your half-hour inspirational program in a very subtle way, because I want to speak to the spirit person. And sometimes our spirit needs something that's mellow, not perhaps a shouting match, not a preaching match, but just something that can come across as relaxing. Oftentimes my spirit needs that, and then there's other times that it needs to be fed with a powerful message, you know. But tonight, I want you to look at Scripture, and I want you to research the Scripture that talks about the glory of God, you know, God's firmament, His heavens. You know, I want you to just look at His planet. Just take time out and do some research on God's planet, Earth. You know, if you've ever been in a plane and you've flown beyond the clouds like I have on a number of occasions, it makes you even look at the world, the universe, how magnificently created it is. And you begin to see that above the clouds, there's something else, another atmosphere. And it's just so beautiful. Another thought for you when it comes to experiencing God's planet, the beauty of it. Late at night, in your quiet time, take a look at the stars, the galaxy, the cosmos system. Just take a look at that. And let me tell you, you will marvel at how beautiful it is. You will marvel at that. Or to see a pink sky where the sun has set or is setting. It's an incredible view. It is. It's one that you will, if you can get caught up into nature, this to me is part of being spiritual. As you've heard me mention on this program before, I believe us to be spiritual beings having a human experience. And so with that, it requires us to feed that spirit person on a regular and routine basis. As the Bible tells us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. That's the Bible. So we need to be fed spiritually. So as I speak to you this evening, I'm speaking to that spirit person, and I'm hoping that you will open up God's word and you will be fed with His word, and let that be a lamp unto your feet, that you will know how to walk in His path, walk in harmony with Him and with your fellow man. See, this is what God requires of us. That relationship with Him and that relationship with our fellow man. We have about 12 minutes before we bring the show to a close this evening. And if there's nothing else that you're going to walk away from tonight, I want you to walk away with this thought, that if you can find a way to connect to the beauty of God's planet, I believe that it will enrich your spiritual life. I believe that. Meditate on it. You know, think about it. Meditate on it. Ask God to help you, to show you, and get out from amongst your regular routine of doing things and explore the beauty of God's planet. It would be nice if you could do it with your companion, but if your companion chooses not to, then if you just turn on the internet, turn on television program, and begin to just look at that and become marveled at it without complaining, whether it's, you know, you may live in a state where it's very hot, you may live in a state where it's rainy season at this time, you know, but don't complain about anything. Just choose to enjoy the beauty of God's planet, because he's got something there. He's got something. And the good part, another good part about the goodness of God is everything that we need, He's provided for us on this planet. Everything that we need, He's provided for us. You know, there's science tells us that 3/4 of the earth is made of water, just like our bodies. 3/4 of our bodies are made of water. So with that being the case, I would think that we are creatures of nature. We really are. And if we can realize that we are natural beings, creatures of nature, then I believe that if we can connect with our nature, with our natural selves, and by connecting to nature itself, which nature to me is a form of God, that connection, I believe that we will, that too enhances and enriches our spiritual life. I think that when you start to look at things a little differently in terms of that spiritual connection, that natural connection, I think that that opens up an entirely different world, a world that's so beautiful, a world that's so wonderful, a world that's just waiting for you to explore with your loved one, your significant other, your spouse, your life partner. And you know what? The troubles that you think that this world offers or has, you begin to look and say, you know what? I'm not going to get caught up into certain things that the world, you know, has. I'm not going to get caught up into that. Instead, I'm just going to enjoy the beauty of the mindset of the things that I've seen. And that, too, is a spiritual enrichment. And that's what this broadcast is all about. It's your half-hour inspirational program, trying to find a way to help you connect with you and the universe, to help you to become more spiritually fulfilled. You know, and I trust that through listening to this broadcast, that I'm able to do that to aid you and where you can perhaps find a way to help yourself. And that's all I want to be able to do, is just shed some light on an area where you can discover things or rediscover them for yourself. And that's all I'm here to do, is to do it just like that. And I trust that this program brings you some type of benefit in listening, as it does to me in presenting the information. And if there's a topic, a spiritual topic, of course, at some point that you would like to hear, and I can do some research on it, send me an email at online@drjessewalker.com. I will be more than happy to consider that request and act upon it. And of course, if you're interested also, I have the spiritual publication that comes out weekly, the weekly spiritual publication that starts out with stories. These are real life stories that are based on real life situations. And of course, the names have been changed to protect the innocent. But these are stories that will help you in some way, form, or fashion, I believe. And they're not only spiritually inclined, but they are practical stories, stories that you can perhaps relate to. Last week we did a story on part one about a young lady that was contemplating an abortion. Well, in part two of the story, you would be interested to read what her final decision was. And see, these are stories that are of course, reality-based. But by the same token, they give you information to have you thinking spiritually. So that's what we're after, trying to get programming to you that you can relate to or know someone that can relate to these stories. And we're able to go from there in anticipation that they will be spiritually uplifted. And that's all that we're basically trying to do, is find a way to keep people spiritually uplifted. You're listening live to your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. We have the Tuesday night broadcast that we bring on every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can certainly go in and listen. That show is all about relationships. Relationships are what makes the world go round, whether it's with your spouse, significant other, your children, your parents, coworkers, friends, extended family. But that's what it's about. And then, of course, we have the Friday night program, your half-hour inspiration program, where we look to bring you programming each and every Friday that will be spiritually uplifting for you. And, you know, if you're not in a Bible-based church, get into a Bible-based church where you can start reading the Word for yourself and ask God to guide you in spirit and in truth, to help you find the answers that you're looking for. I believe that we have a duty, and that duty is to serve God. That duty is to serve God. So we need to find a way to serve Him. And the only way that I believe we can do that is by opening up His Word and finding that way to serve Him. And then when you go from there and finding Him, and learning about Him, then I believe we find our purpose. I believe we find our purpose, and that purpose will fulfill us. So that's what I believe that we should do. Is, you know, that's what I'm thinking. So I believe in being spiritually fed by studying God's Word. And don't just take someone's word for it. Don't just take somebody's word for it. Learn God for yourself. So we're just about out of time, but I do want to say that if this program has been a blessing to you, as it is to me, please tell someone about it. Next week we're going to bring you a very impactful broadcast. We have a special program to bring to you next Friday night, a topic that you will not want to miss. So I encourage you to prepare yourself for next Friday. Put it on your calendar that you're going to tune in from 8 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time for your half-hour inspirational program. Once again, as always, if this program has been a blessing to you, let your family know and your friends. Put it out there on your social media. Send us a question if you may have one. Send a question online at drjessewalker.com. We'll do our very best to answer you in a very prompt manner. Well, that's it for this evening. I trust you've enjoyed the show tonight as much as I did. And please tune in next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which begins from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Of course, if you choose to bypass that, tune in with us next Friday from 8 to 8:30 for your half-hour inspiration program. Until then, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.